This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 99 for Tuesday, October 15th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ice futures canola market is coming out of the Thanksgiving Day weekend lower on Tuesday, following weaker vegetable oil prices and plunging crude oil. Crude oil is down more than $3 US per barrel on Tuesday morning after Israel assured it would not attack Iranian oil facilities. Chicago's soy oil is higher, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are down. Canola was not traded on Monday due to the Canadian Thanksgiving Day holiday. The Canadian dollar is down more than 2/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The November canola contract is down $7.40 per ton at $607 even, while the January contract is down $8.60 per ton at $618.20. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in negative territory. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is expected by the trade to show the corn harvest advancing 13 points over the past week to 43%. The harvest pace is set to progress quickly due to dry weather this week for much of the U.S. Corn Belt. Ag Rural said on Thursday 42% of Brazil's first corn crop has already been planted. Earlier today, CONAB estimated the country's total 2024-25 corn crop to be 119.74 million tons, up more than 4 million from the previous year. The Safrinha corn crop would be 94.63 million tons, up 4.37 million from the year before. APK Inform estimated the Ukrainian corn crop to be 24 million tons, down 2.8 million from its previous estimate. The December corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.04. The U.S. National Oilseeds Processors Association will release its monthly soybean crush report this morning, with the trade expecting 170.33 million bushels crushed in September. Soy oil stocks were estimated at 1.083 billion pounds. Chinese soybean imports in September were 11.37 million tons, up 59% from 1 year ago. Since January 1st, imports have been up 8.1% at 81.85 billion tons. AgRural said 8.2% of Brazil's soybean crop was planted, compared to 17% 1 year earlier. CONAB estimated the Brazilian soybean crop to be 166.05 million tons, up 18.67 million from the previous year's crop. The November soybean contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.84. Rain is expected for parts of the U.S. southern plains next weekend, bringing relief to wheat acres affected by dryness. APK Inform increased its 2024-25 Ukrainian wheat crop production estimate by 300,000 tons at 21.5 million. Despite today's deadline, Turkey has yet to lift its ban on wheat imports. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.82. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.85. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.22. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 15th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.